Hey there, Jen here, and this is a Happy Bit. I want to talk to you about your priorities. On our interview this week, I spoke with Tanya Dalton all about priorities and productivity and goal setting, especially with our kids. So often we get lost in doing and going that we don't even know where we're going or what we're really doing it all for. So I want to challenge you to ask yourself, what are my top 3 or 4 priorities, and then list those. For me, that would be my spirituality and taking care of myself, and then my body, and then my family and my career. Why do I put my body ahead of my family and taking care of myself ahead of my family? Well, I've found when I don't take care of my spirituality, I don't eat very well. And then if I don't eat very well, I have mood swings and I get more grumpy and impatient and frustrated with my kids. So it kind of goes down the chain. Take care of you so you can take care of others. Those are my priorities. My friend Kit has creativity on her list of top priorities. And that's a good thing because when she's creating, she feels really good about her life. And when she's not, she falls into a place of depression. And that's because she has that inner GPS, her intuition, telling her she needs to be using her gift, which is amazing. She can make fantastic costumes and creative spaces in her house and artwork, and it goes on and on. She's fantastic. And I've noticed she's happiest when she is creating. So I'm glad she has that as a priority. So for you, what are your top 3 or 4 priorities? We talk about this a lot in Time Mastery for Women and in the Vibrant Happy Women Academy. And so if you're in either of those programs, you've done this before, but maybe reanalyze those. What is most important to you? Second question, does your use of time reflect your priorities? If family is your top priority, are you spending enough time with your kids and spouse or your other loved ones? If your health is a top priority, is it on the calendar? Is it in your schedule? So just begin to delve into this and think about these, and maybe this will influence your 2018 goals. Knowing your top priorities and making sure your use of time reflects that.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.